I think, I mean, that we have very gravely underestimated the damage that apartheid inflicted on all of us. You know, the damage to our psyches, the damage that has made, I mean, it shocked me. I went to Nigeria when I was working for the World Council of Churches, and I was due to fly to Jos, and so I go to Lagos Airport, and I get onto the plane, and the two pilots in the cockpit are both black, and I just grew inches, you know. It was fantastic because we had been told that blacks can't do this.
Right.
And we have a smooth takeoff, and then we hit the mother and father of turbulence. I mean, it was quite awful, scary. Do you know? I can't believe it, but the first thought that came to my mind was, hey, there's no white men in that cockpit. Are those blacks going to be able to make it? And, well, of course, they obviously made it. Here I am. but the thing is, I had not known that I was damaged to the extent of thinking that somehow actually what those white people we had kept drumming into us in South Africa about our being inferior, about our being incapable, it had lodged somewhere in me.
I'm proud, I'm proud, proud to be an African. African like you.
That's why they say black is beautiful.
Desmond Tutu. Hear my interview with him in our show, Desmond Tutu's God of Surprises. That's at onbeing.org.
That's why they say black is beautiful. Black is beautiful.